8. The Frightening Foreigner's Lesson. It was a glorious, blue, breezy day, but Hiccup had no time to admire it. He ran as fast as he could towards the great hall where the Frightening Foreigner's Lesson was being held. Gobar hadn't arrived yet, so the young barbarians were making a gigantic racket. Sharpknife and Toughnut Jr. were having a sword fight in one corner. The boys' dragons were lying in front of the gigantic fire, snapping and snarling at each other. Snotlout and Dog's Breath the Durbrain were sitting on fish legs, while Fireworm set fire to a pile of fish legs' workbooks. "Why don't you pick on someone your own size, you brainless brutes?" snapped Hiccup at the bullies, putting out the fire with his jacket.
"Thanks, Hiccup," panted fish legs.
"Well, well, well," drawled Snotlout, removing his knee from Fishleg's stomach and sauntering over to where Hiccup was sitting. "Some Vikings you two are. I hear you couldn't even tell the difference between a peaceable fishing boat and a 70-metre Roman ship. And you have got to be the first pirates ever to sink their own boat."
"Ha ha ha ha,"
laughed all the other boys. "And most pathetic of all," jeered Snotlout, "you lost your ridiculous, fangless microbe of a dragon."
"Some loss," sneered Fireworm,
sharpening her claws on Hiccup's helmet with an acutely unpleasant scritching noise.
"That creature was a disgrace to us green-blooded fire brothers of the snake."
"Toothless was a fine, fine dragon," said Hiccup quietly, trying to keep his temper.
"He was a hopeless dragon," mocked Snotlout. "Never mind, Hiccup. He'll make a much better Roman handbag." "You take that back, you snot-faced, snot-nosed, elephant-nostril, bottom-brained bully!" yelled Hiccup. The door opened with a gigantic crash.
"Excellent advanced rudery, Hiccup!" roared Gobber the Belch. "We'll make a Viking of you yet."
"I hope you don't mind, sir," spat Snotlout, advancing on Hiccup with his fists raised and a nasty look in his eye, "if I just kill him for that one."
"But I do mind," said Gobber. "This is a frightening foreigner's lesson, not a free-for-all. Sit down now, you horrible little excuses for Vikings!"
The boys scrambled for their places on the floor at Gobber's feet. Even Snotlout knew better than to disobey Gobber, and he sat down too, muttering darkly to Hiccup that he would get him later.
"This lesson is all about taking money with menaces," yelled Gobber. "Hiccup, warthog, stand up here in the front. Hiccup, I want you to be the hooligan invader and warthog to be the simple Gaulish farmer. What terrifying techniques can you use to get warthog's belongings?"
Hiccup got to his feet, but he wasn't really concentrating. "Excusez-moi, mon brave," said Hiccup absent-mindedly. "Mais pouvez-vous me donner votre warthog?" bashed him.
"Oh, for thar's sake, Hiccup!" exploded Gobber, bitterly. "I take back what I said a moment ago. Have I taught you nothing? Vikings don't talk in silly foreign languages. They yell, Hiccup, yell!"
Gobber controlled himself with an effort.
"Sit down, Hiccup. Snotlout, show pathetic Hiccup how to perform this perfectly simple exercise."
2 seconds later, to great cheers of bravo from Gobber and the rest of the class, Snotlout had Warthog in a baggy bum bear hug and was removing not only his money, but also his helmet, jacket and trousers. Gobber put his hands on his hips, threw back his huge hairy head until the horns on his helmet touched the wall behind him, and shouted with laughter.
"You see, Hiccup!" he bellowed in between great guffaws. "That's how to frighten a foreign..."
The door flew open. 2 enormous masked kidnappers crashed into the room with yells that froze the blood and made the hairs on Hiccup's head stand up like the spines on a sea urchin.